Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
What's up, everybody? Today is Free Ride Friday, where we give away a free ride to the $100 MBA training and community. If you haven't left us an iTunes rating and review, you're missing out, guys. Not only do you show us love and shows your support, but every Friday we do a weekly random draw with everybody who's left us an iTunes rating and review. Every Friday, somebody wins a lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community. That's over 180 video lessons, interviews with experts, workbooks, a whole lot more. It's our way to say thank you for all the fantastic support. If you're on your iPhone, just click on the cover art. You'll see a link that says give us a rating and review. Or you can go to our show page. Over at 100mba.net/show, all the instructions are on the bottom of the page. Can't wait to announce today's Free Ride Friday winner. So let's jump into today's episode. $100 MBA Show, the business podcast that loves seeing you win. That's why we deliver our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And in today's episode, you will learn the three important business lessons you can learn from Shark Tank. I know a lot of people that are thinking about starting a business, thinking about being a full-time entrepreneur. They love watching Shark Tank, and hey, I love watching it too. But are there things we can learn from the actual show? What are things we can take away that we can use to build our business, to improve our business? What are some of the things that, hey, are just not really rooted in reality? I love today's topic because one of the things I love about Shark Tank is that it encourages people to give entrepreneurship a shot. But things are not always as they seem. So let's see what we can learn from this popular reality show. So let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by Braintree. Looking to set up payments for your business? Braintree gives your app or website a payment solution that accepts just about every payment method with one simple integration. That's pretty awesome. Plus, they'll give your first $50,000 in transactions completely fee-free. To learn more, visit BraintreePayments.com/MBA. That's BraintreePayments.com/MBA. I enjoy watching Shark Tank as much as the next person, but Shark Tank is entertainment. That's where the buck stops, people. If you're an avid watcher of the show and don't want to hear the truth about the show and just love the entertainment value, then maybe you should skip today's lesson. But if you actually want to learn what you can take out of the show and benefit from to become a better entrepreneur, keep listening. Let's get something clear right off the bat. Shark Tank is entertainment. That's why it's so successful as a show. It's entertaining. But it's not the real world. Most of the deals don't actually get funded. And in the process, more and more get watered down in real life. And in that process of actually getting funding, sometimes they get backed out of the deal because they realize things about the business that were not clear at the time of the audition or the time of the actual airing of the show. But how boring would that be as a show if a whole bunch of attorneys and lawyers showed up to the actual show and kind of went tit for tat for every detail of the business? That's not fun. That's not entertaining. But it's great to actually see people talk about their business. And that's the first takeaway I want to share with you. Shark Tank can actually teach you how to effectively pitch your business. Now, I'm not a huge fan of getting funding, investors or venture capital. I'm a big fan of self-funding. So even if you're not looking to get funded and you're not looking to pitch to investors, it's very important for you to be able to pitch to your customers and knowing exactly what you're all about. You also need to pitch to people that you're going to be hiring, your employees, maybe even your co-founders. Now, if you watch a show, I'm not even sure if any of these people that show up are prepped in any way. but I would guess they are. Because about 95% of the pitches are engaging, they're concise, and they're effective. And they want an entertaining show, so they're not going to put them up there cold with no preparation. So my favorite part of watching this show is critiquing and hearing the pitches. Often I'm invited to speak at events, and part of the event is me to be a part of a panel, a Shark Tank panel, so to speak, where people pitch their ideas and I have to give my feedback. And those who actually get great feedback and even funding in those events are the ones that have the most polished presentation. They're well prepared. So that's the first takeaway. Take a look at how people talk about their business, the benefits, the problem that their business solves, how easy it is to use your products or services, and what does that mean in dollars and cents? Remember, those sharks are trying to make some money. Yes, they're spending their time and they're getting paid to be on the show, but if they're going to put their money where their mouth is, they want to make sure they're going to make, you know, 10x on it, even more. Some people are looking for 100x. So make sure when you're looking at your business, you're solving a problem and you're actually showing how it makes financial sense. Speaking of which, that leads me to point two. The first question every shark asks when they're getting pitched is, how many sales have you made? How many times have you actually made a sale with your product or service? How many units have you moved out? And very rarely when somebody says none or 10 or anything under 500, depending on the product, of course, they don't really fund it, because it shows that the market doesn't want it, or it's not proven yet. And this is the biggest lesson of all. The reality of your business is based on the reaction of your customers. Let me say that again. The reality of your business is based on the reaction of your customers. It's very simple. If your customers buy, you have a business on your hands. If they don't buy, it's time to pivot. So this theoretical stuff that goes on, it doesn't get funded, or people don't believe in the business because no one has bought yet. May sound like a great idea, but it hasn't been rooted in reality yet. Also, sales helps you evaluate the value of the company. When you have no sales, it's really hard for you to value yourself at any value, let alone project. Often sharks will argue, how can you make a projection like that? How can you make an evaluation like that when you have no sales? Or even when they do have sales, the projections are way off based off the sales. All right, let's move on to the third lesson you can learn by watching Shark Tank. Understanding the value of partnerships and how to evaluate a partnership. So when a shark goes and invests in a company, often they'll make that bid of 51-49, 51 going to them, because they want to have control over the company, have ultimate decision. Now, if you're looking for a co-founder in your business, looking for a partner in your business, you might be thinking of your own percentages. How much percent do you want to have versus your partner? And how do you evaluate that? But when it comes on Shark Tank, they actually give you a glimpse of why the shark wants 50 or 30 or 40 or 90% of the business. They tell you what they're going to bring to the table. I'm going to bring my celebrity status. I have suppliers that can help you out. I know how to market this thing. I can get this thing on QVC. I'm going to take it off your hands and you're just going to sit there and do the craft of the business. And usually that case is the 90% case where they kind of take over the business. But the point here is that when you have a partner, when you have a co-founder, when you're looking for people to join your business and they're looking for equity, you got to see what people are bringing to the table and evaluate that via a percentage. If you have a software company and somebody's coming in with development skills and design skills, they're valuable to the company. So their percentage might be a little bit more than you expect, opposed to a marketing person. Now, a marketing person might be great at what they do, but can't you just hire one? Maybe they don't need to be a founder. These are things for you to think about and take a look at the examples that come up in Shark Tank. Sometimes the person that's actually doing the pitching, the contestant, they have leverage because they're a specialist in that area. They're a doctor. They're a scientist. They've patented. And therefore, they can ask for a larger percentage because the sharks may not have that. Also, if you're doing well, if your business is actually up and running right now and you're making sales, you could see that the actual contestant doesn't feel the pressure to say yes to everything. I'm doing just great. I'm just looking to grow. And that confidence gives them leverage. So keep that in mind when you're building your business. Get it to a point where it's sustainable, where you're profitable. You're going to feel a whole lot better at bringing in partners or bringing in people to be a part of your business or have equity in your business, because you know you can run the business without them. Now, you may want to take it to a different level, but it's not a make or break situation. Guys, I got more on today's topic, but before that, I got to give love to today's sponsor, HostGator. If you're looking for an all-in-one web hosting solution, HostGator is the way to go. Not only do they have 24/7 live support via phone, chat, and email, They help you out with everything under the sun when it comes to your website, your design, your domain name, your SSL certificate, everything you need to make sure your site is up and running and ready to go. Best of all, they're giving every listener of the $100 MBA show a great discount, 25% off web hosting. Just use promo code OMARHOOKUP at HostGator.com. Again, that's HostGator.com. Use promo code OMARHOOKUP. Guys, to wrap up today's lesson, Shark Tank is a great, entertaining show. A lot of it is not really rooted in reality of real life because it is entertaining. But there's one thing I want to leave you with. You don't have to pitch to anybody. Really, what you need to satisfy is the needs of your customers. And my only complaint really about Shark Tank is that it portrays this image that that's the only way to start a business, is to pitch to somebody with millions and millions of dollars that can help you out, when really you can help yourself. A lot of those contestants have successful businesses. They're making millions of dollars a year, but they're coming on Shark Tank because maybe one, they want the exposure, or two, they're looking for expert advice, somebody who could be a mentor to them, like a Mark Cuban or somebody else that's on the panel. So there are plenty of businesses that are built every single day, including ours, that was self-funded, bootstrapped, and we built organically and slowly. And we did it without any investment, which is great because you keep control and you get to grow the way you want. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson, but that's not the end of today's episode because it's Free Ride Friday. I got to give away a lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community. Let's see who won this week's free ride to the $100 MBA training and community. And the winner is Chicago Val. Love this. 5 stars. Chicago Val says, as a small business owner, this is exactly what I need. There's so much information out there. Sometimes it can be tough to know what business advice to hone in on. This podcast solves that problem and gives me bite-sized tips and tricks. Love it. Thank you, Chicago Val, for that awesome review. And welcome to the $100 MBA training and community. Your mission is to email us at contact@100mba.net so we can hook you up with the free ride, the free lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the $100 MBA show. Thank you for all the amazing ratings and reviews. We do this every single week, give away a free ride to the $100 MBA. So if you want to enter the weekly draw, just leave us an iTunes rating and review. All right, guys, before I go today, I want to leave you with this. It's Friday, guys. You're heading into the weekend. You may be spending some great time with family and friends. You might be spending some time working on your business, working on your website. And if you're working on your business and you have a question, you're struggling with something, you don't know really which direction to go, send me a tweet on Twitter. My handle is BIZRepublic, BizRepublic, and I will respond and we'll make sure we answer your question and help you out. Every weekend here on the $100 MBA show is Q&A weekend, so tomorrow and the day after, we're going to be answering listeners' questions. We do this every single weekend. So if you have anything you'd like to ask and we use only first names, go ahead and ask. Don't worry about it. We're here to help you and make sure you're successful. All right, guys, that's it for me today. I'll see you tomorrow on Q&A weekends. I'll see you then. Take care.
Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.